Hello, my friends. It's me and the Rolling Stones today. Time is on my side. Yes, it is. Okay, so that's probably good enough. Hello, welcome to your Sunday audio love, Graham. Here we are again. So, you know, I know I often say this, but I'm just amazed at how fast the weeks go by. That he, you know, it's like, wow, really? Okay, I'm excited to be here with you. And I'm going to follow up today. The reason that I played Time is on my side, it's a follow-up to an email I sent the other day, earlier this week. Maybe you opened it, maybe you didn't. But I'll tell you, just to remind you or to inform you if you didn't read it. By the way, no offense taken at all if you didn't have time to read it or you didn't open it. You know, I totally understand. I like to just throw things out there like maybe seeds in the wind, right? And they fall and they grow where it's right. Anyway, what I was writing about the other day was a celebration moment. And I was so appreciating, and am still, the coffee clutches that I've been having with you. And I say you, and the you that's listening might be someone that I have had one with, in which case, you know what I'm talking about. Like, you know how fun it is. And if the you I'm talking to has not, you know, yet signed up for one, I'll add that link again here, but I also put it in my celebration moment email the other day, just in case I forget. I try to remember, but sometimes after I record these, I forget what I promised. But here's what I want to say is that there are so many positive aspects of these 15-minute connections. And the one that I want to talk to you about at this moment is how amazing it is that we can have an actual, real, meaningful connection in such a short amount of time. I love, you guys have heard me talk about time in other ways before, and I do have a passion for seeing what's possible in small spaces of time because I don't know about you. You may relate to this, you may not, but I have a lot of things that I want to do, that I like to do, that I, you know, sort of want to bring into the world. I have people I want to see. There's just tends to be a lot, way, way, way more than, quote unquote, there's time for. So pushing the boundaries of what my mind tells me is necessary is really an interesting thing, you know? And so in this recording today, right now, what I want to say to you is if you are like me in any way, and that sometimes maybe you put off reaching out to a friend that you haven't talked to in a long time, you really want to connect with them. However, you're looking at your schedule and thinking, well, if I reach out to them, I don't really see a spot right now that I can put, you know, getting together with them to do something or having even an hour-long conversation. Sometimes it feels as if my schedule's just all like boxed in and I just can't fathom adding something, even though I really want to connect with this person. And so maybe then I don't connect. And wow, let's just sit with that for a second, right? Like What a shame. What a shame that, you know, someone drops in my mind, someone I love, you know, maybe it's someone from the past that I used to be close with, but we haven't talked in a long time. And they go, oh, you know, it'd be great to connect with that person. Well, bringing this back to these 15-minute coffee clutches, I think it is the perfect answer. Because here's the thing that I've noticed, and again, try this on for yourself, that it feels as if, and you could even do 10 minutes, you know, if 10 minutes is your point. But for me, 15 minutes feels like, oh, I can find 15 minutes, right? Like I could do 15 minutes before this meeting, or I could do 15 minutes after that haircut or whatever. But, you know, something that might be a half an hour or an hour long suddenly starts to feel like a big deal. And so maybe this is different. I'll be interested to hear from you what you think. But I had, and I mentioned this in my note to you the other day, that I actually had some friends who received my emails sign up. And I just thought that was hilarious, you know, and I loved it. It was funny, and I don't know if they were doing it to be funny, but it was funny to me. But we actually also did have our 15-minute calls. And, you know, across the board, there was a sense of, this is so wonderful. Just to drop in with someone and just, I think there's also, here's what just occurred to me, which I hadn't thought about before, which is why I like talking to you, right? It's such a beautiful thing. When we're speaking out loud, things drop in that we didn't see. We always, I think, generally go deeper. So what I just saw about that is that there might be something about this shortened amount of time, and it feels a little bit less weighty, that allows for a different kind of connection. I'm trying this on myself as I'm saying it to you, but I suspect that one of the reasons it's been so much fun is there's not a lot of pressure. At least I don't feel it. I don't know if anyone on the other side does, but for me, it's not a coaching call, right? It's not a, there's no problem solving. It's not, you know, I have to learn everything about you, or, you know what I mean? It's just simply, hey, to me, it feels like being in a cafe and someone walks in to get their coffee and you didn't know they were going to be there. And you're like, oh my gosh, hey, you know, Susan, oh, it's so great to see you. And then you just chat for a few minutes, and that chat might be about her divorce, or it might be about a book that you're reading, or it might be about a recent trip that one of you took. Like, it could go anywhere, right? It's just kind of like whatever is top of mind. And I wonder if there isn't like a real need for this kind of connection, of course, in addition to others. I'm not saying, you know, don't go on that weekend ski trip with your friend, or, you know, don't have that, you know, 90-minute deep friend phone call, or don't go to the theater with them. I'm not saying that. I'm saying in those times where it just feels like life is crammed, or it might not even be that life is crammed. It may be that maybe you're emotionally tapped out, you know, that this is a whole other thing I hadn't thought about that is just occurring now, thanks to you, which I'm going to have a little aside right here for a sec. I know this is going to sound really woo-woo, but I believe this. I believe that these conversations are actually conversations, that your energy, you know, the people who listen to my love grams, that there is some way. They say time isn't linear, right? So why couldn't it be possible that you are listening right now and that you are sending ideas my way? I don't know. I like to think that. I don't know if I even believe it, but it's fun. It's fun to think about. And it does feel to me that it's not like I'm just sitting here talking to myself. I'm imagining you. And now that I've met so many more of you, this is such a beautiful piece of this, that I used to connect to your names, right? I can see in the back end of the place where I send my emails from, I can see the names of people who follow this audio love gram. And so I like to read your names just as a way of connecting. But now I can actually imagine a lot more faces than I ever could before. And so where am I going with this? Oh, that other new thing that dropped in. So that first, you know, you could set up a 15-minute call with someone when you feel just overly busy, but it could also be when you're emotionally tapped out. And it could also just be something where you want to experiment with boundaries, for instance. Like, this is another great thing. Gosh, who knew there were so many like great aspects to this? So let's say that you're someone who sometimes has trouble with boundaries, and you set up a 15-minute coffee clutch with a friend or family member. Can you actually keep an eye on the time? And when it's been 15 minutes, you know, kindly and with as much love as possible, just be like, oh my gosh, this was great. Gotta go. Our 15 minutes is up. Like, what a great practice. So many benefits of it. Let's, I can't believe I've been talking for 11 minutes. Let's listen to a tiny bit more music. Yeah, so I didn't actually realize that I was going to be continuing talking about this. It felt like I'd sent out that email and that was enough. But this is kind of how our lives are, right? Like, and I want to sort of layer this on top of the message about setting up a 15-minute coffee clutch with somebody in your life. I also want to say on top of that, that this is a conversation about following what sparks for you or me, right? Obviously, there's something in this that was still sparked for me, because when I turned on the recorder, that's what wanted to be talked about. And there was a lot more to see. And this is something that I think is a true gift to ourselves when we give ourselves the space to explore more, right? And this is a really important aspect. It's one of the reasons I love coaching so much, because really what we're doing is we're creating space. And then, you know, we're creating a space for what is important to the person on the other side, right? So whatever is something that they're interested in bringing into the world or exploring or going deeper on, there's just this space to look at it. And whenever we have space, I think things move in new directions, just like today, right? I get on this call, I call it a call, it's not really a call, I'm just recording, but I get on this recording, I believe you show up energetically by some miracle. I don't know how it works, but I do believe that. And I do believe that we have a conversation and I end up seeing more. And you could probably tell, like, I feel more enthusiastic right now. Like, I have all this new ideas about these 15-minute calls and how they could support people, including me, because I'm a person. So I'm going to go, and I thank you for being here. I really do. I mean that. And I'm imagining some of your names. I'm imagining those of you who I've been lucky enough to see your faces, and I'm just sending you so much love and gratitude. And I hope that you'll receive that, and I hope you'll really take in that it matters. You're showing up here. Whenever you're listening to this, it does matter. And I'm so grateful for you. All right. Walking each other home. Thank you, Ram Dass. Bye-bye.